Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, January 4th, 2026. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and believe me, this is going to be a broadcast you're not going to want to miss.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
In my 31 years on air, this has been the first regime change that I have, at least in concept, supported. And I have walked through all the reasons of that and the pitfalls and the dangers. But when you understand the Venezuela on record, this is not some new thing. I mean, I was covering it 25, 26 years ago. So is Lou Dobbs, about Smartmatic. That's run by the Venezuelan government and is really behind Dominion, Sequoia, you name it. It's all on record. And it's the mothership, just an hour and a half flight into the United States. And it controls Mexico. It's in bed with Cuba. And it's been the piggy bank for the Democratic Party and the deep state. So, if you want to return U.S. sovereignty, then you've got to get rid of Maduro and try to have real elections down there. Now, do I support the long history of the U.S. and regime change with the CIA since 47, almost all of it pure evil? No. This is going back to the Monroe Doctrine. And Trump said he was going to do this. And they gave Maduro chances to leave and go to Switzerland and other places and even take a bunch of money with him, but he wouldn't do it. And so when you understand they're manipulating our elections, when you understand they have the biggest oil reserves in the world, that if China and others are able to get full control of, which they're doing, they can completely leverage us out in our own hemisphere. So this is about U.S. power, but not power for the globalists to build their world government and then we pay for it and get all the hatred, not the power to build the greater Israel or those other projects. No, this is back just to good old-fashioned American policy. And we are the main superpower, and Trump's making all the right moves to pragmatically secure the dollar, secure our jobs, secure our future, secure our security. Very pragmatic. I'm a policy wonk. I mean, I really study all of this. And I told you there's going to be regime change there. And I told you Trump wasn't bluffing. I was right again. Now, there's still a lot of dangers. And they got a lot of communist militias and stuff there. And I don't think we want boots on the ground. And I think we just want to push them to have a free and fair election. You got to navigate out of this. But so far, the operation was scary precise and just unbelievable. Nobody in the world can even approach that level of execution and that whole joint force command and then the army on the ground. I mean, it's just unbelievable. So, if you want the facts today, if you want to know what's really going on, and not just get mindless talking points, you're going to get it here. Because I know this up one side and down the other. I interview and talk to all the main experts that are proven experts on this, like Patrick Byrne and General Flynn and others. And Flynn had reservations about doing this too, because of the danger. And the CIA could set Trump up, but he navigated through that so far. I didn't have a Bay of Pigs 2.0. But constitutionally, Trump had the right to do it. Is it in our ultimate interest for the average American? Yeah, this is policy for you. This is policy for your future and the Venezuelans' future. I mean, this is classic Americana. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Destiny and destroying the New World Order. And the main command base in this hemisphere projecting globalist BlackRock, Chi-Com power, stealing our elections, controlling the Mexican drug cartels, working with Cuba, is Venezuela. Now, Trump is upending the international order, the rules-based order. That means UN control. You can say it's a gamble, which it is. You can say it's fraught with danger, which it is. But in the main, everything Trump is doing is what you would do to stabilize a nation, to empower a nation, to empower the dollar, to empower our security, to control the borders, to stabilize the planet. This is all stabilization. That's why when Hegseth came out and a reporter's like, this is like Iraq regime change, he says it's the opposite. Because the previous regime change was about destabilizing the Middle East and balkanizing it. The United States wants to go in and have free and fair elections and turn Venezuela of its own power back into the most wealthy country in Latin America. But you have to know the history. You have to know the Monroe Doctrine. You have to know what gunboat diplomacy is. You have to know the Barbary policy of Thomas Jefferson. You have to understand all of that to understand this is a no-brainer if you're actually for U.S. sovereignty and for the people of America and Venezuela. You don't want a communist dictatorship right off your coast, not to mention the 8 million Venezuelans that have flooded us, including opening up their prisons, but those also fleeing political persecution, and coming up here, and the incredible destabilization. And Cuba basically runs Venezuela as the brain trust, funded by the communist Chinese. They brag about it. They basically declared war on the U.S. over this, said they're going to ready to pay in blood to stop Trump. And even international organizations that are socialist and communist admitted Maduro stole the last election by a massive margin. He lost by about 85%. So This is a good thing. And remember, I predicted Trump was going to do this. And of course he did. And I'm saying the aims are good. I said, you know, it's super bold. I don't even know if Trump should do it because the CIA can sabotage and leak, and the Democrats are on, you know, the Maduro payroll, can leak the attack. And that's why Trump wisely, five times since Christmas, had the planes all in the air, the Delta Force on the helicopters. They're out there over a month in the ocean, believing they were about to go in. And right before they'd hit the airspace, a few times they went into it, he would order the attack halted. And only he knew. And that totally got them off balance so that they, even if there were leakers, no one knew it was actually going to happen. And that's why it was flawless. That's one big component of it. The true element of surprise. So let me lay out the big picture here, and then I'll go in and drill into each piece of it, okay? After World War II, the Rothschilds and Rockefellers publicly set up the UN. They wanted the League of Nations after the First World War, but that didn't work. Tyrannical, anti-human, communistic, globalist system that you sign your sovereignty over. Carbon taxes, the end of the family, the UN Global Peacekeeping Force is the only military on Earth. It goes around enslaving whoever it wants, killing whoever it wants. UN, WHO, global vaccine passport, social credit scores, forced injections, a true nightmare. So when you hear a rules-based order, you've got to go to the UN, you've got to get its approval to ever stand up for yourself. And Trump is basically pulled out of the UN already. He's already gotten us out of most of the treaties, most of the obligations, most of the systems. Not just the carbon tax operation, the Paris Accords, but the pandemic treaties, all of it. The migration treaties, just he's basically pulled out 90%. He still leaves the institutions there, but they're just kind of lame ducks. And by doing this, the United States reasserts its authority. And if you look at every point, richest oil country in the world, production down 95%. The communists just can't even run anything. Their people starving to death. Absolute hell. Trump doesn't have to spend U.S. money. The oil companies will go in. He oversees it. He makes them redistribute the majority of the wealth of the people. You've already seen him do that policy-wise here, where he told oil companies when he got in a year ago, he said, all right, you're not really getting any profits. It's national security, slash prices, massively increased production. He got the Saudis to increase production at the same time. Because he said, I want to help the whole world. We have to lower inflation globally, which is true. Can't just do it here. I mean, this is humanitarian stuff, folks. Trump, around the clock, on every issue, is trying to cut prices. He called in the four big beef packer companies that have a monopoly. That's where 90% of the profit is, ripping off the consumer and the ranchers. He's cracked their heads and said, you're going to do this, and you already see it starting. I mean, he just goes down the line. So I understand Trump's philosophy. I know where he comes from. I know why he's doing it. And the question is, will it be successful? Well, if it's not successful, the globalists have set it up where China was going to dominate the new century we're in, the Chinese century. We were set up for collapse. It was all maneuvered. Trump became a speed hump 8 years ago, but didn't get it done. This time he intends to, and already you see $19 trillion flooding back into the U.S. The world betting on us, signing on with us. We're actually winning. The corporate media won't tell you that. And they're telling you, you need instant gratification. You need a great economy right now. You've already got energy prices down. You've already got inflation slowed massively, but it was still super high, so it's still super painful. The alternative is the Great Reset and literally austerity and us being poor and controlled by design, Cloward and Piven. So by Trump grabbing $18 trillion in oil, that's now on the U.S. ballot sheet, and that's damn right what it is. What do you think we did until the globalist era after World War II? You think the U.S. didn't go around grabbing stuff before? Think we didn't grab Cuba from Spain? And then turn around and give it to them? But as long as, you know, they let us have a military base there, for God. I mean, the U.S. has been the partner to have that won't screw you over and let you run things, just don't screw us. Until the end of World War II, and then the CIA, and we become globalists, and then all the things that came out of it, because we're working for globalist interest, British Empire interest, New World Order interest, not the people's interest. But if you think in this world that we can have our country and just hide in it and can't be engaged or can't be involved, well, I got a bridge I'm happy to sell you. So we're going back to U.S. policy here that was previous to World War II, that is good policy, that is smart policy, that came out of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and then right through to Monroe and McKinley and the rest of them. So that's what this is all about. Now, here's the big news. And if we can, let's show up. Let's throw up the live show feed headline from X or Infowars.com, which is important. I talked about this a little bit yesterday, and it went super viral all over the place. And I want to then elaborate on it because I guess people don't seem to know that this is not my opinion. This is known. I said the fact that they've been able to grab Maduro and that he's been the bag man for the globalist deep state, the Chi-Coms, Cuba, and others, as the underling of Hugo Chavez going back 26 years. Now that they have him, he will end up singing like a canary about all the networks and the money and how it operated. And we know that literally the majority of Democrats in Congress have been getting money through NGOs in the U.S. that he personally operates. That's known. So you talk about sending a shiver of fear up the Democrat and deep state spine. Let's put that live show headline back up. Sunday Live, learn the secret reasons Trump rolled the dice and took out Maduro. Alex Jones is live on air right now revealing powerful truths you're not going to get anywhere else. Bottom line, Trump is taking down the globalist New World Order. So you can debate how he's doing it. You can say it's not going to work. You can say he's wrong. But this is absolutely the United States doing this on its own, not asking permission from anybody like George Herbert Walker Bush and the whole Iraq thing in 1991. In that case, he was CIA. Saddam was told to attack Iran in the seven-year Iran-Iraq war in the 80s. Then he was told to pay back money that he was promised he didn't have to. And then he told the U.S. ambassador, I'm just going to invade Kuwait. They're stealing my oil to pay you back. She said, that's fine. And he did. And he was set up. Saddam Hussein wasn't a communist. He was an anti-radical Islamicist. He was trained in the 50s by the CIA under the old policy. He got set up. Saddam Hussein was an angel compared to Maduro. Even though they look alike, be brothers. Maduro is in our business. Maduro is stealing our elections. Maduro is paying off the politicians. Venezuela controls the election fraud, not just here, but in over 120 nations. The five largest global electronic voting machine companies for the last 26 years all use Smartmatic software run and controlled by the government of Venezuela. But the programs are built by the Chinese. It's all come out. It's all confirmed. It was on Lou Dobbs 18 years ago. I'd have election fraud experts on, and all they talk about is Smartmatic and Sequoia and Dominion. We'll play some of those newscasts tonight. So people hear this, they go, what, Venezuela, our elections? That sounds crazy. Venezuela has more gold than Africa, more oil than Saudi Arabia and the U.S. and Russia, incredible volcanic soil, everything else. And I'll guarantee you, if we can get a real election down there, and get a populace in there, in like 2 years, it'll be like El Salvador. They'll be crapping, you know, Tiffany cufflinks down there. And you'll be able to send your kids to school where you want. You'll be able to, I mean, if you study Venezuela, it is a hellhole with thousands starving to death every week for at least 15 years. They ate all the dogs and cats. You don't see pigeons there. You don't see squirrels. If you see communists, they're big and fat. Everybody else is skinny. I can tell you how many Venezuelans I've known personally, great people, they'll tell you. We had one guy who was a computer programmer, did a bunch of our stuff here. Ended up moving to Chicago. Max Cabrera. And he talked about his family just had a small private school. Less than 100 kids. They'd had it for generations. And Catholic school. And just, here comes the government one day. He goes, you're all fired. We're moving to the school. We run it now. And they put like fat communists in to be the school teachers. And they literally had the little kids. And you look this up. It's on the news. They pray to Hugo Chavez when they get there, when they eat lunch and stuff. And they said, oh, by the way, your family's had the house at the back here for generations. And this is your, get your stuff out. You're gone. And they weren't rich. They just had their little school. Get your stuff. Get out. And what's Mondami say? You do one thing I don't like as a renter, as a landlord, I'll just take your property in New York. So, communism isn't a failure. It is a totalitarian system of hyper-predatory viciousness. So, after the break, I'll elaborate on it more, but Venezuela working with the CIA and then using China as a cutout has been the main paymaster for the Chinese to buy off politicians here in the United States. Just like Obama used the Brits to spy on Trump and run all those black ops. You always want to use a foreign power to run the op against your own country. Venezuela has been the mothership, the clearinghouse for election fraud. And for directing the major cartels all over the world on hitting the U.S. So the media is like, well, most of the fentanyl comes out of Canada now. Well, so what's that mean? And, you know, and out of Mexico, yeah, directed by Maduro and the Latin drug gangs they control. They have the intelligence network. And you already see drug overdoses in less than a year since Trump got in plunging. So I've also seen, I'll get to this, because it's not about me, but it's an example of propaganda. All these big Democrat talk show hosts taking a clip out of context yesterday, like a 30-second clip, where I'm saying Trump loves to see golf courses and Trump towers and everybody happy and a future for his kids. And that got translated into Trump's doing this so he has Trump golf courses and towers and his, so his kids can make billions. No, I explained how when he went and met with Kim Jong-un and showed him a video graphic of, look how wealthy South Korea is. You could be that way with all these factories and businesses and golf courses and hotels. And Kim Jong-un reportedly cried and said, China won't let me. So I was explaining, Trump doesn't like war. He likes prosperity. He's a hospitality man. He doesn't like plunging economies. That's not good for business. But the headline is, Jones can't wait for corporations to loot Venezuela and fantasizes about the about Don Jr. making billions. He didn't say Don Jr., didn't list a company, none of that. Trump said, we're going to go in there and get their people production up and get them jobs and get them their money. And we've seen him do that with no tax on tips and all the other things he's done to try to, every policy is what he does. And the Democrats try to stand in the way of that. But the talk show hosts all take that clip out and go, look, he's celebrating looting and billions for the Trump sons. I said he cares about his children and the future. And yeah, wants to see And he envisions Trump Towers and things around the world, which he already does. My point is he wants that model, not, oh, this is about putting Trump Towers down there. I was explaining the Trump psychology. You've all heard me tell the story 100 times. Talk about Kim Jong-un and Trump's philosophy and how he's a hospitality guy. Well, hospitality guys like the economy to be doing well. They're not globalists that want to squeeze it and crush it with a great reset and make you poor so they can control you and dictate your surrender. Oh, like communism, same thing. Communists in their own manuals admit they make you poor. They admit they destroy the economy. They admit they do it because then you're so busy trying to get enough food to eat, you can never rise up against them. They want you desperate. And I was comparing communism and globalism and domestication versus free market empowerment, and that Trump is for that, and somehow that gets spun into, you know, some great evil. But that's all they got, folks. So remember, whenever you see 30-second clips of me and they say I'm saying something, you better go find the full clip because you know I'm long-winded. Like what I said, Israel should not go into Gaza. They should just kill the leadership of Hamas. Yes, they can start on one end and carpet bomb to the other and drive everybody out, but that's genocide, and that'll empower the globalists in the world against Israel, and it'll make Israel super unpopular. So Israel shouldn't do that. They took a 17-second clip of me saying, yeah, Israel could, hypothetically, carpet bomb from one end to the end and get this mission they want done. But that'll be genocide. That's wrong. And it'll kill the civilians. It'll turn the world against Israel, which happened. That's what I do. I war game. But they took the clip out of context so they could be the heroes and I could be the pro-Israel genocide guy. That's what these people do. And it's not about defending me. Just be aware of the deception. Be aware of the tricks these people play. They think you're stupid, and they're counting on you being stupid. There's a lot of angles I want to get into. You know, Trump's Maduro installed, because he knows he was on the way out, he's super unpopular, this lady, and now she's running her mouth against Trump and says the Zionists removed Maduro because she knows that's globally popular to say. Israel's the most unpopular country in the world. And that'll rally the world, she thinks, to their aid. Israel has very little to do with Venezuela and the reason Trump went in. The Huckabee wants to make Israel the center of the universe, so he said this is good for Israel. Well, yeah, they've been funding and supporting Hamas and Hezbollah. But this is about $18 trillion in oil on our balance sheet to secure the dollar in our future, because if it crashes, Great Depression, and I mean, it's insane. It's about stopping the election fraud. It's about stopping the payoff of the Democrats. It's about cutting off this mothership of corruption, this command and control base that's been manipulating our internal politics. And it's about empowering and freeing the people down there. It's about stabilization 100% instead of Venezuela being a destabilization force. And that's why Trump is doing this. But you've got the people running around saying that it is the opposite. And it's not. I mean, again, here they are running armored vehicles into peaceful protesters a few years ago and killing people, ramming them whenever Maduro stole the election. And so you got the current lady that Trump's given a chance to hold elections. He doesn't want to, you know, send in troops and knock heads. He wants them to just, you know, do the right thing. It's like they gave Maduro a chance to leave. And she's like, nope, you are a Zionist. And she thinks that'll rally the world behind communism and dictatorship in communist China and Cuba if you just flash the Zionist card.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish CMOS was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the CMOS because it's a thyroid issue and the CMOS has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together. And they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder, but I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it, that has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's good,
me.
Right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And, okay. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones Fisher is on, like, my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's like, amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, this person, you're paying them. But, like, no, our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to, like, the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you, because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it, like, happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where, like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, it's not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize it until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. No, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot, his heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy.
All right. I don't blame people. In fact, I think it's a great instinct, a great revulsion to offensive war. I'm proud of the American people that 80%+ are against our involvement in Ukraine. I opposed all these wars, and I was right. And I told you, Trump is going to remove Maduro and have free elections, and if they don't, we're going to go in there. Because this is a return to the Monroe Doctrine. You need to research it. You need to know it. Just type in Monroe Doctrine. Go read a historical encyclopedia, just a few pages, and understand it. Trump said, we're returning to the Monroe Doctrine and the model used by William McKinley. And if foreign powers are projecting their power into our hemisphere and setting up states and governments to manipulate our internal operations, we are going to smash your ass. You know how many times we've gone into Latin America and to Mexico before World War II? Hundreds of times. Because of foreign powers coming in trying to manipulate and control. We built the Panama Canal. We had it for eternity in the deal. Carter signed it away. Obama finished it. Trump came in with headset and told Panama, hey, the Chi-Coms are pushing in. Make a deal with us or we're going to come in. They said, nope, boop, we'll push the commies out. Come right in, please. And Trump said, good, we'll invest $500 billion. How's that sound? We built it. It's ours. And you can say, oh, well, you know, we need to be isolationists. I'm all about America first. This is America first. But it's our stuff. We built the main oil fields and refineries. We built the main Houston and Louisiana refineries, Shreveport, for Venezuelan oil. It's a particular type, very thick. And they're at 6% production what they were 26 years ago. The commies just turned it off. Now, it'll help American oil companies and American oil producers if we just don't have that oil. But it doesn't help the world. Trump's turning it on for everybody. He just twisted the Saudis' arms 3 months ago. Nobody thought they'd do it to basically double production. You know why he did that? He said, again, we just can't cut energy prices here and not around the world. We've got to cut inflation everywhere. If we're going to fix it, it's a global problem. You have Trump, for the first time ever, no president's going and twisting arms to increase oil production around the world? Not for U.S. companies? For the people. The main control he's got is energy prices. And he's desperately trying to save the world economy. And he's making all the right moves and ending our long surrender, these one-sided trade deals and the World Trade Organization screwing us in China with most favored trading status. And this move sends a very strong message to China and all the rest of them. So this is about the Monroe Doctrine. And it's about Venezuela being the base of election fraud. And we'll get to clips of that coming up. And it is about shutting off the money laundering and the drug dealing that's already plummeting. It's about exercising American will and America making the decisions, not the globalists, not BlackRock, not the UN, but the president we elected. And quite frankly, I said, don't go in, even though you have the right and I can see that you're going to do it. And I know why. And if you do it, I'll back it. But I think it's a very dangerous gamble because, again, they'll leak the information to the Venezuelans. And Trump talked about that yesterday. And I had inside sources say, oh, they were just ready Christmas. Four other times they had helicopters, jets, everything. It was a go order. And then Trump was going to do the final order. And minutes before, even when our aircraft were over Venezuela, he would say, abort. And it wasn't just because of weather. He was doing it under good advice from Hegseth so that they wouldn't know when the real attack came. And they were also planning disinformation to track who in Congress and who in the Pentagon is leaking. I mean, this is on those fronts, this is a new Trump. And he doesn't have control of the Justice Department because it's such a viper's nest, but he does have control of the Pentagon by and large. So that's a big deal. But let me hit the Monroe Doctrine right now, then I'll get into the big one. Maduro had a chance to leave with $200 million to Switzerland or several other places it was taking. He refused. He tried to play big boy, as Rubio said. And now they're going to come to him and say, listen, you give us the networks, the money, how he uses diplomatic planes to ship the drugs around, the money, which is on record. You turn evidence against the Democrat Party operatives, and we're going to let your ass go. And I think there's about a 90% chance Maduro turns against him. And folks, when this house of cards starts falling, perfectly this year, the 250th anniversary of this country, what a present. And Trump intends all of this to be going and done by July 4th. And that's what I've been told. And the only reason I got read in a little bit on policy was because I already knew the policy. I'd already understood it. And I had policymakers, people ask me in the last 8-9 months, well, how do you know this? How do you know the whole plan? Obviously, under a lot of surveillance, too, by the good guys and bad guys. And I said, well, it's completely all obvious right there. I mean, Trump said what he's doing. I understand the policy. I get it. I got it before he ever got in office. This is what I would do. Operation 1776 worldwide. I wrote policy papers, 9 years ago and 8 years ago to Trump on this plan. This was part of the plan. I mean, I do a lot of serious work, folks. So this is a broadcast for people that actually want to be informed, actually want to know how things work. You can verify everything I'm saying. It's all open source. And people go, well, Rubio used to be a neocon. And yeah. And then he used to be Darth Vader, and then he flew Emperor Palpatine, down the mine shaft or down the reactor shaft. I don't trust Rubio. Threatened to kick my ass for no reason, famously. I mean, he was a smart mouth to me for no reason. When I came over, in a scrum he was doing, I had questions, and I smart mouthed back to him. He said, I'll kick your ass, basically. But I've never thought he was incompetent. Always thought he was smart. But now that he's on the team, he is really smart, kicking ass, delivering. And all the polls is the most popular person in politics in America right now. So that's great. So I'm not enemies with Rubio. And when I hear him speak, everything he says is true now, because now he knows America's back. Yeah, he was going to serve the neocons. He was going to serve the power structure. He was going with what he thought D.C. was. Well, now there's a new game in town. And part of victory is we're going to have some of the heavy hitters from the bad guys join us. That doesn't mean down the road, I'd always completely trust Rubio. But the point is he just keeps racking up all the good things he's doing. So that's where we are. And that's the reality of this. I would never trust Lindsey Graham. Ever. But Graham was still backstabbing Trump a few years ago. Rubio flipped over to Trump 9 years ago. He hasn't stabbed Trump in the back one way since he said, I pledge allegiance. Great. That's honorable. Great. He came over to our team. Not the case with Lindsey Graham. Constant backbiting, constant stabbing. Trump should not support him for the Senate race. He's a monster. That's a side issue on Rubio. Very smart, hardworking, very competent, knows what he's talking about. A true statesman. Not just in comparison to Kamala Harris and these vegetables. That's not saying much. But in global standards, he knows what he's talking about. And it's refreshing to see stuff like that. And he just destroys these pundits with their garbage. So here he was today on Meet the Press explaining that there's a new sheriff in town.
States need to take over the Venezuelan oil industry.
Well, we don't need to. First of all, let me go back up. We don't need Venezuela's oil. We have plenty of oil in the United States. What we're not going to allow is for the oil industry in Venezuela to be controlled by adversaries of the United States. You have to understand, why does China need their oil? Why does Russia need their oil? Why does Iran need their oil? They're not even in this continent. This is the Western Hemisphere. This is where we live. And we're not going to allow the Western Hemisphere to be a base of operation for adversaries, competitors, and rivals of the United States.
Have specific oil companies?
We also want to see that oil and the proceeds from it. Hold on. We want to see the oil proceeds of that country benefit the people of Venezuela. Why have 8 million people left Venezuela? 8 million, the single largest mass migration probably in modern history, left Venezuela since 2014 because all the wealth of that country was stolen to the benefit of Maduro and his cronies and the regime, but not to the benefit of people of Venezuela. You know how destabilizing 8 million migrants is? The number one fear that Brazil has, that Colombia has, that all these countries in the region have about what's happening in Venezuela and our involvement is they're afraid of another mass migration event. That's what they fear. This is deeply destabilizing stuff. It's not going to continue to happen. They are not going to come from outside of our hemisphere, destabilize our region in our own backyard, and us have to pay the price for it. Not under President Trump.
Let's talk big picture.
That's all true. So I'm going to say it again. I only talked about it a few minutes yesterday and it went viral. And people were like, oh, it's his opinion. Oh, is it right? Oh, is that, wow. No, it's not my opinion. China has used Venezuela more than any other country as its errand boy to come in with NGOs and companies and buy off the Democrats, particularly. A few Republicans, but not many. Cuban intelligence basically has run Venezuela for 26 years. They brag about it. They've been the mothership, the nerve center, running the election fraud over 100 countries, particularly the U.S. Not just Smartmatic. That's the main software. Five other companies at least. Sequoia, Dominion, you name it. All confirmed. And so it's projecting all this power and is this base that the globalists are using to do this. If Trump's serious about our sovereignty and our country being successful, he had to do this. And he gave Maduro a chance to leave and then rolled the dice, and the military did a superlative job. And now they're trying to organize the military. They're talking about striking the U.S., all this crap. Their public's not going to put up with it. The momentum is on our side, but there's still some pitfalls here. But the fact that Maduro is in New York and is now in law enforcement custody, and you know that they are going to be meeting with him, you know, it's already happening, and saying, look, give us the networks, give us the groups. They already have his former intelligence chiefs and others. And confirm this, go public, and you can walk. And it will dismantle completely the Democrats' money laundering operation. And then if Trump can get a real AG in and some real people to actually prosecute, this is the death blow. So it's a historic moment. It's extremely dangerous. It's extremely bold. But then you've got to understand separately, we've followed these elections. Even the global leftist, you know, UN monitoring groups said Maduro stole the last two elections. They oppress their people. They torture him to death. They do all this terrible stuff. And all over the world, Venezuelans came out cheering by the millions for what happened here. And so I stand with them in solidarity. So this is a return to the Monroe Doctrine. This is a return to America First policy. This is a limited military law enforcement operation, special military operation, to use a Putin term, to reassert U.S. dominance in this hemisphere and let foreign powers know you will not use these wealthy nations you've hijacked and controlled to project your power in the United States. So that's it. Now I'm going to ask the listeners this. Would you have it that we just let China and Cuba all do this and continue to run our election systems and continue to flood us with all the drugs and all the rest of it? It is a fact that Venezuela controls the major Mexican drug cartels. It is a fact. They don't just control TDA out of Venezuela. They control MS-13. Venezuelan intelligence sits above all of them. And the production facilities up in Canada, they bust. Flooding fentanyl in is Venezuela, is TDA. Look it up. So they go, oh, not much of it comes out of Venezuela itself. Well, yeah. It's a global corporation. It's a global mafia. It has its operatives all over the world. Venezuelan's intelligence groups had, last time I checked, 10 times the funding of the CIA. Do you have any idea how much money they've got? Yeah, their people don't get it. More gold than all of Africa. More oil than all the U.S. and Saudi Arabia. And if this was a normal globalist operation, they'd go in there, we take over Iraq, and then China's given the oil fields. With Trump, everything he goes and does literally is maximized to pump as much money into the average person's pockets as possible. Because Trump understands as a hospitality man, if the little guy ain't making money, you're not going to have an infrastructure to spend yours. Henry Ford was the guy that innovated this. He said, I'm going to pay my employees three times what other car companies do. I'll have all the best workers, and I'll give them discounts on Ford vehicles, and then almost every employee bought the vehicles. Yeah, that's grow the pie model, not the great reset, make everybody poor model. Not the New World Order communist model, but the American model. And did Henry Ford get less powerful more? He became totally dominant in just a decade and was selling, if you look it up, more vehicles than everybody combined because of that one move. Because he paid three times what anybody else did to his employees. And he gave them a discount, a massive discount, and basically sold them vehicles at cost. But he scaled up his operation with that. That's the Trump model. That's how you do it. You make the little guy successful, that makes you 10 times more successful. No. The Soros model is bankrupt everything, destroy everything, and rule over ashes. They have a name of it. It's the most common form of government in history. It's called feudalism. Keep them poor. Keep them under your thumb. That's what communism is. I got dozens of these clips, but let's go to clip 70. Here's a Venezuelan lady talking about the reality, and here's a man out on the street showing all these white liberals. It all turns out paid by Soros and some other groups all over the country, the same sign, same group, saying, hey, you've been to Venezuela? What do you know? Here's the clips.
Up. I've seen a lot of videos of gringos trying to explain Venezuela to Venezuelans. You don't even know the difference between Venezuela and Mexico. You can't even point a Venezuelan a fucking mouth. You don't know what is to live in a starvation. You never saw a family member dying because you didn't have the medication, while the members of the Chavismo are walking with Rolex in their hands. Do you want to know how many people died trying to come to America, going through a jungle? Do you want to know how many women were raped there? We are 8 million of Venezuelans who have left Venezuela. You don't know what it is to live like that. You are too freaking busy eating your Starbucks with almond milk, you motherfucker. I have a question for you guys. Where were you when they were killing us? Where were you when they were killing students? Students who didn't have any weapons. You were too freaking busy drinking your Starbucks up and take Venezuela out of your filthy mouth.
How are you guys? Where are you from, guys? No? Hi, guys. Where are you? No more war. Where are you from?
Here.
Here? And where are you protesting right now? Today?
No more wars in Venezuela.
No more wars in Venezuela. And you know about the situation in Venezuela?
Yes.
What do you know about the situation in Venezuela? So, you want to give me an answer? Because we can talk. I'm not aggressive or anything. I just want to talk, actually. So, we have here a group of people that they are protesting because they want no more war in Venezuela. But all these people, there's nobody here from Venezuela. So from all these people, nobody is from Venezuela. This is people from United States. This is people from other places. But there's no people from Venezuela. And actually, I am from Venezuela. Andres Bermudez Portillo from Maracaibo, Venezuela. I spent time in jail because of the regime of Nicolas Maduro. We have 25 years with a dictatorship. And right now, in the moment that somebody take attention of that situation, people decide to protest because they don't want war. So in the past 5 years of 30 million of people that live in Venezuela, more than 10 million leave the country. So these people is right now protesting because they don't want that we, the Venezuelan people, recover our freedom. So these people don't want that Venezuela be free. These people is just here because they want to attack Donald Trump. And they want to use the name of my country and the name of my people to do this without caring about all the people that has died and is suffering right now in a jail in Venezuela because of this regime.
We got three more hours coming up. I could fill the whole 3 hours with eloquent Venezuelans in Venezuela, in the U.S., in Brazil, in Spain, in all just incredible speakers, by the way. It's explaining what goes on. You can study it. It's incredible. Now I want to come back, get into their manipulation or election fraud on record, why Trump did this, the pitfalls, the attacks that are going to come, and more. But before we do that, remember, I'm funded by you, the listeners, not by Israel, not by Qatar, not by the Republicans, not by the Democrats. I am funded by thealexjonesstore.com, the best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, T-shirts, ball caps, all of it. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best, game changer. You're insane if you don't get it. You can right now buy any supplement and get a free huge bottle of Shilajit gummies. Talk about a super nutrient compound, libido, stamina, energy, clarity, focus, immune system, or atomic defense. There's a supercharged immune boosting system, great to take during the winter. You can pick either one of the supplements free. Buy any other supplement, buy a $20 supplement, and then get the Shilajit, it's like $40, methylene blue is like $35, free. That is one hell of a deal. We have the creatine gummies, the highest quality creatine, 5 milligrams per gummy. That's your allowance every day. So good for you. Not just for your exercise. It's great for your brain. Free gift right now. That deal is running until January 8th at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you all for your support. We're not like commies, put a gun to your head and then use your money against you. No, it's free will. You make the decision to go to thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything there, become a VIP. Canceling time for free. You spend $30 a month to be a VIP. You get $40 instantly every month to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're going to buy anything, become a VIP. Hour number two, straight ahead. So I'm not giving up. I'm not going away. If they shut us down, I got the Alex Jones Network. I don't know, and I'm going over there. You financed it. You paid for it. With your support. I'm just telling you, here's the weird paradox. I thought we'd be shut down last year. I thought we'd be shut down 2 months ago. The receiver won't let us order new product over at InfoWarsStore.com. So we're in this paradox now where we're winning, and now they're like, well, you'll actually be open in the middle of next year now and all this stuff, and there's no money because people believe it was going to shut down. Plus, there's no product. But I convinced the receiver. I said, can we at least make fundraising posters, which are very low cost, have a high markup, people know it's an investment, to keep us on the air? Can I do that? I said, yeah, you can do that. I can just tell you, we need your support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Three posters I designed. Two I designed. Rob designed the other one. Defend the West, famous Crusader King. Make no peace with evil, send Crusader King, and then do like that still image of me. And it is the bestseller. It's I've only begun to fight John Paul Jones, and it's InfoWars 1997 to 2026. And yeah, you can buy Unsigned for $25, big posters, glossy in a tube, or you get it for $100. You're like, God, that's huge markup. Yeah, it's a fundraiser. Like when commies give NPR $200 for a ball cap, costs $15. That's the whole point. We're actually winning right now. I don't want to count chickens for their hats. It's not the Democrats. It's not the DOJ holdovers. They're going to shut us down. If you don't go get these posters and you don't support us, and I'm not bitching at you, I'm just telling you, I'm not saying you got to do it, then you will be the ones that shut us down. This is a marathon, so please support us, InfoWarsStore.com. I need the money right now. It's like in Star Trek, Wrath of Khan. He goes, I need warp speed in 3 minutes, we're all dead.
Scotty, I need warp speed in 3 minutes, or we're all dead.
And you guys have got us out of this over and over and over again. And me, I'm not giving up. We need to keep pushing because we've got their ass.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.